Here we go.
Oh, who came to see me? Who rap like me? Don't make me get up out my seat.
I'm gon' buy me a make love in the stay up late in this. Don't give a fuck about my then get the fuck about my 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 house. I grew up in this house. I blew up in this house. I'm too up in this house. Don't give a fuck about my house. Then get the fuck about my house. Get the fuck about my house. Get the fuck about my house. Get the fuck about my house.
Lend your soul to intuitions, renaissance, new revolution. Pick me up even if I fall. Let love heal us all, us all, us all.
Hey Queen, welcome to another episode of the Shades of She podcast. My name is Alexis. Long time no listen. I know y'all been wondering, like, girl, what's going on? Where is she? Did she fall off the face of the earth? No, I didn't. Life has just been lifing. And I just wanted to take a small break because my birthday recently just passed and I just didn't want to do anything I didn't want to do. I know that sounds crazy and it sounds bad, but around the time of my birthday, I really just give myself permission to be simply happy. And I know that sounds crazy, but I just don't want to overdo myself. So I took some time off of work, celebrated my birthday. All was well with the world. I am so grateful to be here still in the number on this side of the ground. So enough about me. I'm back. We're all better. Let's get into it. Today's topic is going to be one that I feel like a lot of us kind of teeter-tot on, which is kind of crazy because we're talking about boundaries. Say it with me. We're talking about boundaries. Okay, so let's get ready to just not get in our feelings. Let's just take it one step at a time and let's just reclaim our power and our boundaries. Okay, so I, for one, can admit that setting boundaries can feel like anything but beautiful. It can feel hard. It can feel like you're turning people away. It can feel like you're going to hurt people's feelings. It can feel like everybody's going to be mad at you. And you know what? That's okay. It's healthy for you to have your space, for you to distance yourself, for you to feel like you've got the power over your own life. And one thing that I can definitely speak to from experience is if you don't know how to set boundaries when they are necessary, entitlement starts to creep in. And for example, let's say, say you recently had a baby. Just general example. Let's just say you recently had a baby and you're home now, getting situated. It's a new thing for you. Very new. First child. Very new. Say you didn't put a boundary up or establish a boundary. Let's take the fear out of it. You didn't establish a boundary that, you know, you want some time to yourself at your home to get acclimated to having a child there, especially a newborn. You just want some time to get yourself together. Well, since there is no boundary, you might have family and friends and relatives and all of that start knocking on your door an hour after you done came home and want to sleep. And now they want to see that little baby. They want to kiss and hug on that little baby. And because there was no boundary to say, hey, y'all, can y'all give me a little while? I will contact y'all, let y'all know when we're having visitors over, da 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 da. Because that boundary isn't set, people are going to feel like they're entitled to come into your home. They're entitled to see that child and they're entitled to come and check on you when they feel like it. And that's just one example of where having a healthy boundary is not rude. It is not selfish and it shouldn't be scary. But I know, especially for me, a lot of us don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to hear anybody's mouth. We don't want to upset anybody. And we have a lot of elder people in our lives where it's like, they wouldn't expect you to act like that. They wouldn't expect you to say anything. And most people don't. Most people in our families, if anybody can relate, they don't expect you to be serious or be for real or have that boundary. Because it's like, oh, it's just you. It's just you. Who are you to say, I can't do this or you don't want me to do that? They don't see that side of you. They just see you with welcoming arms all the time. And so that's just to sum up that, you know, healthy boundaries are not about building walls or pushing people away. And I know that you can't control what people think and how they feel about you having a boundary, but I just want you to be comfortable knowing that you don't have to be scared to do that. You don't have to feel bad about doing that. You are not building a wall. You are not putting people out. You are simply protecting yourself, protecting your well-being, and protecting your peace. Boundaries are about defining what's okay and what's not okay for you. Especially in today's world where it feels like you can be attacked from every which way and everybody can be coming at you from every angle, whether it's social media, at your job, at home, anywhere, when it feels like everybody could just come at you, sometimes you need that boundary just to breathe and say, look, I don't want to be bothered from here to here. I need some me time from here to here. This day, leave me alone. after this, I don't want to be bothered. It's okay to say that. Even just things simply as that are boundaries. And boundaries are how we respect ourselves and how we teach others to respect us. This will be a podcast episode of its own one day, I promise. But me not realizing the necessity of boundaries had me letting a lot of things slide. And it took all of those things unfolding and happening and falling apart for me to see that, maybe a boundary could have helped that. Maybe a boundary could have prevented things. So, like I said, we'll talk about that on another day. Let's just keep it moving into why they matter so much. Well, like I was just recently saying, without healthy boundaries, we get resentful, we get burnt out, and frankly, become a little too willing to be everybody's doormat. Yeah, they're doormat. Boundaries are like our emotional immune system, which is probably the perfect way to summarize it. It's like your emotional immune system. They help us filter out what doesn't serve us and make room for all the good stuff. Because I'm telling you right now, if you got that one family member, that one friend, that one person that's just like constantly making you feel a certain way when they do those same things that you want to put a boundary around, just imagine if you had that boundary and now you realize you don't have those feelings and you don't get resentful and you don't get burnt out and you don't stop answering your phone and you don't make distance between y'all and you don't make yourself busy all the time. Am I hitting a nerve? I feel like I am with some people, but we're going to keep going. Let's be real. Are you constantly saying yes when you want to scream no? Don't worry, I'll wait. Do you feel obligated to fix everyone else's problems? I'm gonna raise my own hand on that one because, Lord, I feel like I gotta save the world every day. And maybe you even find yourself feeling taken advantage of. If that's a resounding yes, then chances are we need to do some boundary work, which we're about to get into. So now let's just understand here that there are all kinds of boundaries. There's physical boundaries, emotional, mental. We even need digital boundaries nowadays with social media, but how do you actually set them? So I'm gonna break them down just into steps. So for step one, check yourself. Tune into your gut feelings. What do you think are your core needs and your values? What makes you tick? And what absolutely drains you? Get honest with yourself. Like, really be transparent. You don't have to tell nobody. You just write it down, put it in your phone. But just be transparent and honest with yourself with that first step. For step two, I want you to start speaking your truth. It's all about communication. And it's so crazy because in today's world, it could be so easy for you to communicate with one person and then be the hardest thing with somebody else. I'm speaking to myself with that, but you have to communicate, and not just any wishy-washy kind of communication here. I'm talking about clear, direct, respectful communication. I'm not saying go and cuss people out and be like, give me my MF and boundary. No, we're not doing that, sus. We're going to be respectful about it, because if they have a boundary they want to set up, you would want respect too. Okay. Let's move on to step three. Baby steps will win the race. I promise you. Do not try to build an emotional fortress overnight. Start small and get comfortable with saying no to those little things and just watch your confidence grow. And with step four, just brace for impact. Don't take this negatively. Don't take this harsh. Don't feel like you have to feel bad for saying the things that you said. Not everyone will happily respect your boundaries at first, but you gotta be prepared to stand your ground kindly but firmly. And if you want to just put that on a sticky note, just remind yourself, kindly but firmly, put that boundary in place. And like I said, just remember that, you know, these boundaries are for you. This is to help protect you, your peace, your self-care, things of that nature. And really, boundaries are like muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they get. And trust me, it does get easier. Plus, setting boundaries isn't just about protecting yourself. It actually opens up space for healthier, more fulfilling relationships. But we'll get into all of that later. Let's just call that a done episode for today. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And I know it was a little quick today, but I feel like we really touched on what the necessities of boundaries are. And I really hope that you guys can take something from today's episode and incorporate it into your lives, because I feel like we can all benefit from boundaries. As much as it's got this negative connotation to it, it is so beneficial to your life. No matter where you are, how old you are, what you're doing in life, we could all use some boundaries. So thank you guys so much, as usual, for listening. I appreciate you all so much, and I will see y'all on the next one.
Be your thing. Black girl, if you black girl, if you black girl.